A makeshift memorial at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, has grown since the murder of 19 children and two teachers last week. Mourners had been kept at a distance. They had to hand mementos to a police officer, but this week they can finally walk up to the growing remembrance site. NPR's Claudia Grisales has more.
As they walked away from the makeshift memorial at Robb Elementary School, some embraced, some staggered, many wiped away tears. Some who came from afar were touched by others they met.
We said, come away. We're 5 hours away.
That's retired firefighter Rene Lopez Jr., who has seen tragedy in his hometown. He and Adela Lopez drove in from the border town of Mission, Texas, making a 10-hour round-trip drive in a day.
So many people have come to honor
Texas,
our children.
Us Texans are very touched.
Adela Lopez is a high school teacher in Mission.
Students I teach are older, 9th to 12, but they're still children. And this can happen to us. So that's my fear for my next. We're already out for summer, so everyone's fine, but we don't know next year.
The Lopez's met another couple, Dagmara Sturiak and Tom Jonletna, who happened to be traveling in Texas from Austria and had to stop to honor those killed.
In Europe, it doesn't happen. So always if you hear about this tragedy, like if there is something like this, it's so heartbreaking.
The line stood 100 deep for hours in the thick Texas heat, nearing triple digits. Many had traveled from all over the state. From San Antonio, a member from another Lopez family, Mother Andrea, also drove in with her partner, her three young children, a niece, nephew, and 21 silver balloons to place at the memorial. Andrea Lopez says she frantically searched different stores for the balloons.
We had to go to like three different ones because they were out for the graduation ceremonies, but we finally caught one and they had them made for us when we told them, you know, we're bringing them to Uvalde. They're like, we'll make it happen.
Miriam and Inocencio Jimenez came from Laredo, 2.5 hours away with their two children and their own mementos for the memorial. 21 little bears attached to hearts. Mother Miriam says in Spanish that the news was so sad for her two young sons and family. Mother Cecilia Cadena, surrounded by family, traveled to the memorial from Carrizo Springs. Cadena lived for a short time in Uvalde and remains close to a friend who lost two grandchildren in the shooting, Annabel Guadalupe Rodriguez and Jackie Cazares.
We're here because, you know, we just, you know, so heartbroken.
Cadena is a first grade teacher who believes the teachers at Robb died protecting the children.
We would have done the same thing as these teachers did, you know, step right in front.
The couple from Mission, Texas, Renee and Adela Lopez, say another goal of theirs was to spend money in Uvalde.
We can donate a bit of money, but the one thing to help the first responders is through the taxes. You know what? I'm gonna eat at restaurants, I'm gonna get a guy gas, I'm gonna stop at a shop here or there, and just to support them that way.
The makeshift memorial has grown dramatically with sympathy notes, roses, and other flowers. And the lines of mourners are also expected for many days to come. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Uvalde.